Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, family. Peace and love. Thank you for tuning in for a new addition to Twin Flame Radio. This is the Divine Hour, and I am Divine Queen. I will be your hostess this morning. I'm used to saying evening, excuse me. If you're new to the Divine Hour, you can also check me and my Enlightened King out on our regular show, Twin Flame Radio, and that is every Monday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. But today it's all about the queen, people. It's all about the queen, divine queen, that is. And today I'm going to be doing something special, something I don't do a whole lot of, but decided to share a little bit of myself and some of my talents and give back to, you know, to the people, because that's what you're supposed to do. You, in order to receive, you have to give. In order to, you know, get energy to flow into you, you have to give energy of yourself as well. So today I'm going to be doing something special. I'm going to do relationship readings. And I chose relationship readings as the topic because that's usually the thing that I get hit up about a lot. A lot of people want to know about what's going to happen in your relationships, if they're going to have love in your life, what type of love, how to handle a certain situation involving love or in a relationship. And since I get that a lot, you know, I decided that was the thing that I was going to give back to people. Now, once upon a time ago, I wasn't always comfortable doing relationship readings, and it was primarily because people don't like to receive bad news. And, you know, I found that when you're doing readings, it's best to be honest about the energy that you pick up and the things that you see and feel. And not everything is going to be, you know, a fuzzy, you know, outcome. But that's how you know it's authentic. Because if you're always getting good news, more than likely you're not getting the right news. So I also want to remind people that if you would like to call in, you can reach me at 619-924-0835. If you're already on the line and you want to ask a question, just hit the number one. It'll let me know that you want to bring your hand up and come on through, and that's what I'll do. I'll bring you through for a question. You can also find me on my website, IamDivineQueen.com. That is IamDivineQueen.com. You can also follow me on Facebook, I Am Divine. And you can find me on Facebook as Divine Queen, D-apostrophe-V-I-N-E Queen. All right, so let's get this going. I'm going to go ahead and start bringing people through. Also, one more thing I would like to let people know as a disclaimer is that The way that this works is that I pick up on the energy that you project. So you want to make sure that you're coming at your truest form. So in that way, I'm able to pick up on the purest energy. You may get good news. You may get bad news. Either way, don't accept it as a final end all and say all, be all. And the reason why I say that is because what I pick up on is what is being produced to me in this moment. You can get news that, you know, you may never find love, but we are of the Creator. And what that means is that you have the power to change anything that you would like. So if you get news that you don't want, you don't want to accept, make an effort to change it. Do something different in your life. Create miracles. Miracles are created by doing something different. And with that being said, let's get this going. So I'm going to bring the first caller on the line. We got a lot of people lined up, so I'm going to try to get everybody in this hour as quickly as possible. Caller from the 330-212. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kim. I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi, Kim. I'm in Ohio also. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. What question do you have for me?
A gentleman named Steve recently came back into my life, and I need to know if it's good or not.
Okay. All right, so what I'm getting from this is that this is someone that you were involved with in the past, that the relationship didn't go the way that it should have went or that it was expected to go. And this time around, I would say that you don't want to invest too heavily in the relationship. What I'm seeing is a lot of playtime. So with that, I would say have fun. Take it for what it is. Don't get too heavily involved. It may not be something that he's really wanting right now. It may even be something that you're not sure of. So you want to go in, you kind of just want to test the waters a little bit before you jump in with both feet.
Okay. He's quite a bit younger and not settled in a career. It's the hesitation.
That's why I'm seeing the children playing. Okay. So what happens is I get pictures in my mind, and one of the things that I saw were children playing. So that's why I said, you know, have fun. Don't take it too seriously. It doesn't sound like he's quite as serious. And it could be because he just has a lot of growing to do. Not that he doesn't want to be invested, but, you know, sometimes with men, they beat themselves up a little bit more than we do. They feel like they have to be at a certain level before they can do anything serious in life. And if they're not at that level, then they don't even want to approach it.
Okay.
All right. That makes sense for you? No
yeah.
problem, Kim.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Peace and love. All right, so we're going to keep it moving. Next caller. Caller from the 201-864. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Rose calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Rose. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
What can I help you with?
I'm single. What do you see for me with regards to a relationship?
Okay. Let's see. So what I'm seeing with you is that you have a lot of things going on. It may be work-related or family-related. And you usually don't free up a lot of time to do anything for yourself. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, right now, yes.
Okay. So what I would tell for what I want to tell you is that you want to make sure that you don't set up too many blocks, because I'm seeing that you're a guarded person. So when certain things come to you, you kind of find it too good to be true, or you're looking for what the catch is, or why is this happening, or, you know, you're kind of judging things. So you have a lot of guards up. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I want to tell you is that you want to make sure that you're keeping an open mind and an open heart. So there's possibilities for some relationships. You may do some dating. Not really seeing anything too serious, though, but you want to make sure that, you know, maybe someone that you probably wouldn't look at in that kind of way, that you are giving them a chance to prove you wrong. We all kind of have this idea of what the perfect mate would be, or what they would look like, how much money they would make, what they're going to bring to the table. And sometimes some people just need a little encouragement. So if you're the right type of person, you can encourage that person to be, you know, that what you're wanting them to be or what they want to be. So I would just say keep an open heart and an open mind to anyone that's possible to coming into your life, because there's some possibilities, but you're really guarded about who you're letting around your heart.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yep. Thank
no
you.
Problem. No problem at all. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Peace and love. All right, family. See a lot of people on, but not a whole lot of people are raising their hands. So don't be afraid. You can come in. I won't bite. I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next caller. Caller from the 865-999. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning. This is Lynn, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Lynn. What can I do for you?
What do you feel for me regarding love? How soon do you see me meeting my mate?
So I'm seeing late summer.
Oh.
Late summer, someone is going to come into your life. It's going to be something that's going to start out really slow. But that's a good thing. You want things to go slow.
Yeah.
This is going to be someone that is going to help you believe in yourself more. They're going to empower you. My only advice is that you don't want to use this person as a crutch.
Okay.
Don't lean on them too much. Don't, you know, give too much of your power away to this person.
Okay.
You kind of have a tendency to go at things a little fast. Is that correct?
Yeah. Especially since I've gotten older. When I was younger, it's really odd, but, you know, I'm in my 60s, and it's really odd, but I don't know, but it's more so since I've gotten older. I never used to really be that way when I was younger. So, yeah, you're right.
Okay. Yeah, just, you know, and that's okay, because, you know, when you're older, you know, you're like, I don't have time to play these games. I'm just ready to, you know, I know myself. I know what I like and what I want, and, you know.
Exactly.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That is fine. But, yes, he is going to be a gentleman, and I see you doing a lot of things, going out to dinner, going for long walks, but just make sure you, just make sure you start out slow. Don't jump in too fast because you don't want him to feel like, how can I put this?
Yes. I know it's really, yeah.
Okay, so you know where I'm going.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, I get it. Yes, and you're right. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem at all. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
I love giving people good news about love. You know, I've been with my husband for 24 years now, and, you know, I was fortunate enough to meet him at a very young age, and we just instantly knew that we were meant for each other. I knew that he was my twin flame. Twin flame is someone that is more than a soulmate. They are part of you. So he is like my opposite, but my identical at the same time. And when you find something like that, when you find real genuine love, you want to make sure that you hold on to it and you fight for it. You make it work. With that being said, I'm going to move on to the next caller. Caller from the 925-667. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Thank you. It's Teresa, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi. I was wondering if you could give me some insight on my relationship. We've decided to divorce, and I'm trying to keep it peaceful.
Okay. All right. So what I immediately pulled up with you is this. Well, the main factor that led into this parting of ways was communication issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oddly enough, that's the thing that you want to make sure that you reinforce while you separate. You want to make sure that even though there wasn't strong enough, and I want to say this, the communication was lacking on his side. There wasn't the
desire.
Whole truth wasn't being exposed.
Oh, okay.
There were some things that there were some hurtful things that were being said.
Yes.
So I want you to remember who you are. I want you to remember that you are much more than just this physical self that you're in right now.
Yes, I'm very aware of that.
Thank you. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Not too many people recognize that in themselves, so that's, thank you. You also want to make sure that just because you're parting ways, that you keep the communication open, because there's, even though you're parting ways, unfortunately, you guys are going to be kind of stuck together. Are there children involved?
No.
Property?
No.
Okay.
I told him I would help him as best I can, because he's got a limited income.
Okay. Yeah, because even though you guys are parting ways, I'm still seeing you connected together. Usually when that happens, there's some kind of mutual thing that you're both involved in. So that must be what it is. So, oddly enough, your relationship is going to be better once you part. You know, just a personal thing with me, my parents were awful together. They argued, they didn't get along. They, you know, if he said left, she said right. But when they split up, they became really, they became a lot better afterwards. And so that's what I'm kind of sensing with you, is that your relationship is actually going to build. It's going to be better than it was when you were together. You want to remember to leave certain things unsaid. So if there's some pain or hurt or something like that that's going on, some things are just best to leave unsaid.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because what I said was that it doesn't make sense to go into the hows and the whys or point fingers or make anybody wrong. We're just at a point where we need to just move on. It doesn't matter anymore. But to try and be peaceful and respectful to one another is what is really important.
I completely agree. And I see that getting better. It's going to take some time, but I see it getting better. There's going to be some resentment. There's going to be a lot of confusion. There's going to be some unclear thoughts and emotions, everything that's going on in the next maybe about 6, 7, 8 months coming up here. But after a while, things are going to, they're going to clear out, and it's going to be much better. It's actually going to be a lot better than what it was before.
Great. I'm just praying, meditating on it and staying focused.
That's the best thing to do.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Be ahead of the game. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you. Peace and love.
Thank you. Thanks.
You know, parting ways can be difficult, but sometimes we have to clear, we have to free ourselves from things that will bring new things into our paths. You know, if you keep doing the same things, if you keep staying in a place where you know it, you shouldn't be at, then you're blocking yourself from blessings that are yet to come. So don't ever feel like you have to stay in a place or deal with certain things or, you know, or try to make someone happy that you don't, you're not happy with, you know, just to live for them. You want to make sure that you're living for yourself. All right, so let's move on. Caller from the 478-284. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Keisha from Georgia. How are you?
Hi, Keisha. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. I was wondering, do you see anybody new coming into my life soon or whenever?
All right, let's see. So, Keisha, I'm picking up that you have a problem with patience. Is that correct?
Oh, I've been waiting for 7 years almost. Yeah. Yes, and I still have a problem with patience, huh?
I would say that's rightfully, you know, I would be impatient too.
Yes, right, exactly. I'm getting to that point where I'm about to explode. Okay. It's been some years. So, yeah, I am very impatient right now. But they're asking me to wait a couple more years. Is that what it is?
Well, what I'm seeing is that you want to continue being patient.
Okay.
You've had potential where you could have, and you probably, you know, you have a, I'm picking up that you have really strong intuition. So you kind of know when something's not right or when someone's not right. And that's why you've been single for so long, because you aren't taking any shortcuts. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, this time I'm not. Right.
Okay. So there is someone that is coming into your life. Unfortunately, it is going to be a little further out. I want to say about a year and a half, 2 years maybe.
Oh, my God, I'm going to die. Okay. I'm just saying, this is about much.
It is, yeah. But, you know, take this time to, you know what? I think it's important that when you are going through this spell of trying to find the right one, that sometimes you have to go through things to get yourself prepared for that right one. So I want to say that you make sure that you are living your life to the fullest. Do the things that you love to do. Go out and do things that you like to do. Even go out and date. Have fun. Don't just, you know, just because you're, you know, single doesn't mean that you can't have interaction with other people. You know, you can still go on dates, have fun with friends, family, things of that nature. But I am seeing a big payoff that's going to come. So, you know that saying where they say good things come to those who wait?
Yeah.
That's your logo.
Okay.
It's gonna pay off. You're gonna have it's gonna be a great relationship. It's just gonna take a little time before you get there.
Yeah.
And when you meet him, you're gonna instantly know who it is.
Okay.
You're gonna, you all know, as soon as you meet him, you're gonna be like, "Yep, this is him. This is the one." Because
do you think
be
he's
all
gonna
that.
Be of my culture, or he's gonna be of another culture?
Let's see. He is going to be of your culture.
Okay. Great.
He is going to be of your culture. He's going to be maybe a couple years younger than you.
Yeah, because I'm already 40, so I need somebody who, you know, can keep up with me.
I know that's right, girl. I'm there, too.
Now let me stop. But as long as he's a loving person. And over the age of 30, right? Because I don't
yes.
want him too young. Okay. Cool.
No, no. Yeah, he's only going to be like a couple years shy of you. But he's going to be mature. He's going to be, you know, he's going to be on your level. Don't even worry about that. You guys are going to be really synced up really nice. So, like I said, when you meet him, it's going to be perfect. I don't like to say perfect, but it's going to be really, really good.
Good, right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'll look out for him then. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too.
God
Thank
bless
you. Peace and love.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sometimes we have to wait for the good things that come in life. I know that's hard. I had a hard time dealing with patience for years. It took me a long time to, you know, finally just let go and let the universe take over. But when you do, you know, align yourself up with the universe, then you open the door for great things to happen, and that's what's going to happen for her. All right, moving on. Caller from the 857-210. Peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Gwen from Massachusetts.
Hi, Gwen. How are you today?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. What can
good,
I do for you
good.
Today?
Well, I'd like to know if you see a relationship healing between myself and Alan.
Alan. Okay. So I'm picking up that there were some issues going on. I'm seeing a lot of arguing, bickering, maybe some, how can I say it? Maybe bad attitude. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I really didn't bicker. We didn't really bicker because we just didn't communicate. We just stopped talking.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no communication.
Okay. So
attitude.
The very first thing I picked up on was communication, and then that followed with the wrong communication with arguing. So there are, I want to say that neither of you are being honest about what is in your heart.
I agree. Yes. And that's part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that are going on in the past. Some things that are being, that haven't been let go. Some things that are being revisited. There is potential to reconcile the situation, to move on in a way of building like a new, starting fresh, building a new friendship.
Yes.
Relationship-wise, I don't see it.
Okay.
There's a lot of hurt. There's some, there's, you know, I keep getting like this cloudy vision, like things aren't being said or being, things aren't being brought out that are there.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's going to, unfortunately, that's going to go on for a while. The truth doesn't want to be revealed yet.
The truth in what way of this truth? In how we really feel about each other?
In how you feel about each other. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
Sometimes we feel like we... So there's a feeling of not living for myself, but living for someone else and feeling cheated. There's
from
a feeling of
from him.
From him. Mm, mm,
mm.
There's something more that there's a feeling of like a what if feeling. What if this would have happened, or what if I would have did this, or what if, you know, we would have done this instead. And there's a lot of not being honest with oneself.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. See, the thing with him is that he just doesn't communicate, just doesn't say anything. I mean, we went 9 months without even really having a talk with each other. And I'm very much a communicator. And
mm-hmm.
I always feel like I don't know where he's at. And I always felt like I was afraid to step anywhere when it came to him. And it shut me down. It shut me down in a lot of ways, disconnected me from him because I didn't understand. And I wanted to give him his space. I just told him, you know, if he wanted to talk, he'll come. But it went on for so long, and I tried reaching out, and it went on for so long that it disconnected me from him. I mean, I feel like it's like, you know, I've expressed how I felt, and there's no pressure. I'm not going to pressure you for anything. I'm saying, you know,
mm-hmm.
I like you. You know, it wasn't anything in which you would feel burdened on. It's two people, two friends, liking each other. And
mm-hmm.
I've expressed myself, but he's always been silent on it. He's never said anything. So I just, you know, pulled back and just went about my way. And then it seems like my life started to change. You know, I moved to a different location, I live in a different place. I've shed a lot of weight. I'm just feeling different about myself. And that's where I started to feel that all of a sudden he, you know, because I pulled back. I wasn't so much invested in him. Now I'm
mm-hmm.
taking that, you know, I'm investing in me. And that's where now I feel like I'm feeling his energy. It's like where I turn, there he is. You know, so wherever I go, wherever I go, he's there. He's there.
The two of you have spent many lifetimes together.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why there's so much of a connection with him. So much that you don't even understand it. the reason why you can't shake that feeling of him is because you guys, you both have done this many times. He has been you, you have been him, you have lived in different lifetimes where you weren't even in a relationship, but you were still involved with each other, and but still you were going through the same type of ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
So don't try to, you know, fight your withdrawal from him, because you're just, unfortunately, you guys are connected. But what you can do is continue to do what you were doing, which is empowering yourself. Focus
yeah.
more on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you
yes, I've done.
Start good, when you start investing
mm-hmm.
more into yourself, you're going to start
mm-hmm.
flourishing more.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that you flourish, the more that you won't be as drawn to him. There's something in you
mm-hmm.
that keeps drawing you back to him. You know, you can go days without even thinking about him in that way, and then
mm-hmm.
bam, something to happen, and you're, you know, you find yourself going through those emotions again. So
I think it's also the same with him, because I
mm-hmm,
know
yeah.
when I know when he's pulling on my energy. I mean, he would just have to. I mean, it's not like we don't. It's not that we avoid each other, but
mm-hmm.
it's like we don't go out of our way to. We don't make it obvious that we want to be in each other's presence, but it's more
mm-hmm.
like, you know, if I'm in the kitchen, you know, I turn around, there he is, or if I'm. It's like I'm finding it more, and I'm feeling that he wants to stay, he wants to talk to me, and I'm feeling it in my gut. And
exactly, because you guys have this connection with each other. You know, the same things
yeah.
that you're feeling, he's feeling too,
mm-hmm.
because he's gone through this with you as well. He's gone through this
mm-hmm.
with you many lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
almost
so strong. It's just kind of like avoid. It's so strong. I think it's, and again, I think it's so strong for him that he doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand it. It's like, why am I attracted to her? Why
mm-hmm.
am I attracted to her? Because it's like this back and forth pull, this back and forth draw with him. And here I am. I'm just trying to go about my day and my life, but it's like I feel him even more so. It's like wherever I'm turning, he's there. He wants to talk, and it's like, and then we do start to move towards each other. Someone comes in, interrupts the conversation, and it's like we know that there's something there. We know that there's something there, but we're not addressing it.
You're unfortunately going to have a lot of unresolved issues with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it's going to carry on for more lifetimes. You know, my only concern is that I don't want you to lose who you are because of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you are extremely powerful. But you're not allowing yourself to flourish to the powerful being that you are.
Mm.
There's a lot of things that are, you know, when we come into this existence and we're tied in with someone else, sometimes we can pick up so much on other things that we don't focus on ourselves. And so you're picking up so much on him, and he's picking up on you, but he doesn't really, he's not sure if that's what he wants to pick up on or what to do with it or how to respond
mm-hmm.
with it.
Mm-hmm.
You, on the other hand, are a little stronger and you do understand, but it's, you know, you're pretty much just running your head into a wall, though. You
yeah.
see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and you're too powerful to do that.
Mm-hmm. And that's why, for me, it's like I don't want, in a lot of ways, I really don't want to connect to him. I don't. Because it's been a struggle. It's just been a struggle. And, I mean, I'm making plans to, for me, is to move in another direction. Because I see that my life is changing.
Mm-hmm.
What's that, honey?
I would strongly advise you do that.
Yeah. I've moved to a different location. And I see that it's like the universe is like, when I made the decision that I think, you know, in my heart and in my head that it's time for me to really move beyond him, that's when doors really started opening for me. And the universe really stepped in. People came out of the woodwork. People, strangers came out to help me. You know, I just put it out to the universe, and boom, there it was. It appeared, even with me moving and people helping me. I mean, it's just been amazing, and I don't want that. I don't want that wheel of good karma to stop for me. And I feel that it would if I connected with him again. Not that
you're
it's
already
his fault, but. I can't connect to him like that again, because it really did. It took a toll on me. Physically, it took me off course. Mentally, it took me off course. But like you said, I feel like I'm hitting my head up against a brick wall, because he's stubborn. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And I just don't want him pulling on my energy anymore.
A lot of people have what I've been taught is parasites within them. And with these parasites, we find ourselves being drawn to this person. We can't understand why. We know it's not good for us, or, you know, it's not going to benefit us, but somehow it's just something that you can't explain. It. It's just drawing you back in. And he definitely has these parasites in him that are feeding off your energy. So, the universe is waiting. Spirit is waiting for you to use your gifts, for you to open up and take, you know, the universe and spirit is waiting to gift us with things. But if we don't accept it, if we block those blessings, then eventually they'll turn, you know, they'll turn a cold shoulder to you. And
yeah,
so,
I don't want that.
You don't want that, yeah.
No, I don't. Mm-mm.
Have you tried any type of cleansings or anything?
No. Someone has suggested that I do that.
Yes, I would definitely look into doing a cleansing. Some people will call them a cutting of the cord.
Okay.
Look into that. Okay. Look into finding, you know, things where you can detach from this person. You know, because physically you're not attached to them, but energy-wise, you guys are tangled up. And, you know, and again, you're tangled because you've been doing this for many lifetimes. And he has that, you know, I really don't like to say parasites because that kind of scares some people away. But, yeah, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. I've never have ever been physically involved with him, ever. And in a lot of ways, I'm glad that I have it.
Good.
Yeah, that's not that. Mm-mm. I'm like, there's something. Spirit's like, no, that's not going to happen. If you take that step, you're on your own. You're on your own.
Yeah. You definitely don't want to block spirit.
No. Because, like I said, I've seen what spirit has already done for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've already seen my blessings. And I'm like, there is no way that I'm going to allow anybody to dry out my blessing.
Right.
It's not going to happen. It's been a long, long time that I have been on that negative karma. And I'm like, now that the wheel is turning in my favor, and I'm not going to jeopardize it. I'm serious about that. I'm not going to jeopardize this. I've been to the other side, and I like this side a lot better.
There you go.
A lot better.
It really is.
It's good. It feels good to walk in the sunshine. It feels good to know that you know, whatever your needs and that you want, as long as in alignment, that it can come to you the snap of a finger. And I've seen it happen. I'm like, there's just no way. I can't go back to that. I cannot go back to that because I know it will not be good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, I don't feel that he has good. And I don't mean, and please forgive me for what I'm about to say. I just don't. I feel in my gut that he doesn't have any good intentions for me. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I don't believe his intentions are good for me. His intentions, it's not about loving me and want to be with me. It's something else. It's
mm-hmm.
something else. I can't put my finger on it, but it's something else.
Mm. Go with your gut. Go with spirit. You have those feelings because, you know, that's, you know, a lot of people will ignore those feelings and those messages that you get, and that is simply just spirit talking to you, whispering in your ear.
Mhm. Mhm.
It's your higher self, you know, creator, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's
some messages are not good for me. It's not good. It really isn't. And when you said that I'm a very powerful being, I truly believe it. And I also believe that not everyone that crosses your path is not for your highest and best good. They're not their intentions for you is not good. And I feel that in my gut with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt it before. And I kind of like, no, I can't. No, his intentions are not good for me. He's on a mission. He's on a mission.
Yeah.
I know this sounds spooky and crazy. I know it does. I know it does. But like I said, you know, not everyone who shines very brightly, the shine is not always, all that glitters is not gold.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I truly feel that and sense that. Sometimes I just get the heebie-jeebies. I'm like, oh, no, this is something else is going on here. He's on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
He's on a mission to do something. And it would not be in the best. And good for me.
You're already ahead of the game. You know what's up.
Yeah.
Just trust in that feeling.
I really do. And I'm planning on actually, and I haven't told anybody, really leaving my job. Of moving on from there because we work in the same company. And another interesting thing about it is that my phone died about 2 weeks ago, and he has no other way of contacting me, not through email, not through text, nothing. And he doesn't know that I have a new phone. And we don't really communicate when we see each other. Hi, how are you? But other than that, yeah. So once I would look into getting another job.
Yeah. I would look into another place of employment.
Mhm. And that's exactly what I'm doing.
Good. Yeah, you're already ahead of the game, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes we just need confirmation, and that's all you needed.
Mm-hmm. Just someone just kind of basically to speak the truth to me. Don't tell me, oh, this is your twin flame, and, you know, the two of you are meant to be together. And but there was something inside of me just saying, I just don't believe that he's bringing love to me. I don't believe he is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it.
Well, I would love to hear an update. So if you want to keep in touch with me here on Twin Flame Radio or the Divine Hour, either one, Mondays or Saturdays. Me and my husband are on Monday evenings at 7 o'clock. We also do a lot of spiritual, supernatural, you know, shows as well as, you know, everything from love to life and everything else. And then, you know, here on the Goddess Hour, you know, if you just want to speak woman to woman, that's good too.
Yeah.
But definitely keep me posted. I would love to know what's going on.
With
you. Okay.
I will. I'm sorry to bring the show down. I didn't mean to do that.
No.
Sorry
you
about
did
that.
Not bring the show down.
Okay. Good.
You're
good.
Winning.
Thank
so you
so
did not
much.
Bring the show down. All right.
Thank
Peace
you.
And love.
Many blessings to you. Peace and love. All
Thank
right.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I kind of lost my place, so hopefully I'm not cheating anyone, but I'm going to go to who I think is next. Caller from the 631-909. Peace. You on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, thanks for taking my phone call. This is Suzanne from Long Island, and I have two questions. My first one is, when do you see me getting into a relationship? I'm thinking soon. And do you see a new job?
Okay, let's see. So, yeah, you are correct on the relationship. I do see a relationship coming up, and it's going to be a healthy relationship. This is kind of going to be a change for you because I'm sensing that you have always been some sort of the fixer.
Yes.
Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay. So this is going to be someone that you don't have to fix, which is going to be good. One of the things I want to warn you on, though, is keeping your boundaries. So what I keep visualizing is you going over a line. And when I see that, that just kind of reminds me that you want to stay in your lane. Does that make sense?
What do you mean?
So you want to stay in your comfort zone. You want to make sure that you are, because this person, this is going to be something different than what you're used to. And so,
do you know anything
this person
about him, his age or what he looks like or anything?
Let's see. I'm seeing an older gentleman. I want to say around 50s. Tall. And he has a kind of hairstyle where it's parted on the side and he has like this long swoop of hair coming over. This is going to sound funny and don't take it the wrong way, but I'm seeing kind of like a Donald Trumpish type hairstyle.
Is he cute at all, at least?
Yeah, he's cute. Not in a sense where, you know, he has like a toupee or anything. He has good, healthy hair. It's just that it's parted on the side and it's kind of just swooped over, you know, like it's kind of hard for me to explain. But he's a really good guy and he's the type of person that likes to do for himself. So when I say stay in your lane is you don't want to try to mold him or fix him or make him better because he's already okay.
When am I going to meet him? And how am I going to meet him?
You're going to meet him around the fall, late fall, early fall. And he's actually going to approach you. You're going to be out somewhere, and he's going to approach you. And he's going to be... He's very polite, but he's very... How can I put it? He's very comfortable in his manhood. So he's kind of a... Kind of a take charge kind of person.
And he's going to be in his 50s?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's going to be kind of plain dressed, button-down shirt, pants, and I see him wearing a jacket, which leads me to think that it's going to be in the fall. And he's going to have a really deep voice.
Yeah, I'm going on a date with someone who's like 64 tonight. I'm not really feeling it, but I still want to be alone anymore.
Hey, go out, have fun.
Yeah, have fun. We're meeting for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, have fun. I always tell people that, you know, don't waste time waiting on the one. You know, sometimes you have to go through certain things to prepare yourself for the one. There may be something
about...
Oh,
I should be really prepared.
There could be something.
Why
some
I'm not
kind
meeting the right one? I'm not ugly. I'm a nice person. I don't get it.
Well, you know, sometimes when we come into this life, we sign up for certain things. And what our physical selves want doesn't always line up to what our spiritual selves signed up for. And so.
Now, do you think the guy's going to want marriage or living together? That's what I'm looking for.
Definitely looking to do something serious. He's been married before. It didn't work out. He's a little apprehensive about jumping into something really quickly, but he is looking for a long-term commitment.
Okay. And do you see me getting a new job as a bus monitor soon, like in the summer?
I do see you getting a job, and you're not going to like it at first. There's going to be a lot of obstacles in the beginning. Either obstacles when you first get the job or obstacles getting the job. But if you stick through it, everything is going to work out.
Well, do you see it being the bus monitor job? Or?
You know, I see you yelling at people.
Yell at anyone? Look at me.
Not in like a mean way, but I see you like kind of directing people. So that does seem to fall in line with what I would think would be a bus monitor, kind of, you know.
Well, it's going to be with kids. A bus monitor is like taking them to summer school and then picking them up and bringing them back as a monitor, not a bus driver. Work with the bus driver. And then in September, doing the same thing.
Okay, that makes sense then. Yeah, I didn't see you driving, but I seen you like overseeing or, you know, making sure everything's okay, keeping people in line. Yelling, but not yelling like in the bad way, but like yelling, you know, for people to chill out. So that sounds like you're telling kids to get their stuff together.
Yeah, because I also applied to be an aide, and I also applied for Home Depot, so I didn't know if it was going to be any of those either. But I really want to do the bus raise each.
Yeah. I don't see Home Depot. That doesn't fall in line with what I'm seeing. What I'm seeing is...
Yeah, I applied. Kind of, if I'm going to hear from them or they want me to work weekends, I don't know.
Yeah, what I'm seeing is you kind of like doing checks. You know what I mean? Left to right checks. So that kind of feels like a bus.
And real quick, do you see me finding out like in May to start in the end of June or anything? Because I'm subbing right now, but I want to work. Or I won't have a job for the summer or September.
Let's see. Seen summer.
Good. Good. I hope I find out soon, though.
It looks like I'm seeing July.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that's when it starts. It starts like right after 4th of July.
Okay.
But I just wanted to know if I was going to find out sooner, you know, like do the paperwork, interview and all that sooner.
No, I'm seeing some obstacles as far as getting the position. They're going to take you, it seems like they're going to take you through some, you know, some hoops to get everything squared away, but it will happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, to get on the bus by July 5th, I'd have to interview, go through all this, you know, stuff before then.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing you working in July, so it should be coming up then around
before July, as far as the
interview. I know you have other calls.
Process.
Just a really quick question. I keep thinking about this man. He was younger than me, and his name is Sean. Do you think he ever thinks of me or will ever call me?
I'm seeing no.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess
okay.
He moved on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. And I think I will meet this man in the fall, and I get the bus company job in July.
Mm-hmm. You're winning.
Yes, thank you so much.
No problem. Peace and love.
Thank you.
All right, family. I am actually out of time, but I still have a lot of people online, so I'm going to take maybe one or two more, and then I'm unfortunately, I do have to have another engagement today, so I will have to get ready for that. But let's see. I'm going to take, I don't think I've taken this person yet. Caller from the 347-731. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Kate, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Kate. How can I help you?
So I was just wondering if you saw any prospective, like, love popping up in my scenery in the upcoming months.
Are you still holding on to someone else or a past relationship, or did you just come out of a relationship not too long ago?
Not really, because I have never really been in like any type of relationship. And so, I'm not really holding on to anything.
Okay, let's see. I'm not saying anything for you right now, and there's a reason why. There's some kind of block. So what I'm seeing is some kind of like a blockage that's preventing you from doing something. Usually that tells me that you're holding on to something from the past. Either that, or there is a fear of what could be. A lot of times we will put blocks up because we're afraid to, we say we want love, but then we put this block up because we're afraid of being hurt. Does that sound like it could be something where, like, maybe you are wanting love, but you're afraid to have love?
I don't believe it's that so much, but I haven't been able to really, like, the guys that I've come across with, they're not really the type to be down for a serious relationship, more of like flings or get-togethers, and yeah, I don't really engage with that.
As you shouldn't. Okay, so maybe that's what I'm sensing, that, you know, maybe because you've had some past experiences that weren't living up to what you were expecting. Unfortunately, I'm not seeing anything serious for you right now or anything that's coming up. I would say that this is a prime time for you to figure out what it is that you want in life. Are you having some challenges with, like, trying to figure out what it is that you're wanting to do on your path, either career-wise or just soul journey-wise?
Well, I I know what I want to do, and I'm on the path of going towards it, but I have been struggling a little bit in terms of getting there, only because the whole education process has been a little bit tough for me.
Okay.
However, yeah, I'm just trying to waver things, I guess, or learn from my mistakes in the past.
Because what I'm getting is that you want to focus more on your personal goals, not so much on relationship right now. Any relationship that you enter into is not going to benefit you or your goals coming up. It's not going to be a good relationship. Like I said before, there's nothing wrong with going out on dates and having fun and meeting people. But as far as anything serious, I don't see it for you. And if you did try to pursue a relationship, it's not going to benefit your personal goals right now.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
But, you know, that sometimes we have to go through different obstacles. We have to go through, we have to take different paths in life in order to end up in the area that we're supposed to be in. And once you're in that area, then things kind of unfold and you start realizing that, you know, this is why you have to go through what you have to go through.
Just to process, so to get up to that point, that's a little bit rocky.
Yeah, nothing that's rewarding is easy. You know, so keep that in mind. If it was easy, then you wouldn't get much benefit out of it.
True.
But yeah, don't let that discourage you. This goal that you're trying to achieve is going to pay off for you in the future. Maybe about 4 years down the line.
That is the goal.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem at all. You have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Peace and love. All right, family, I am over my hour, and I want to thank everyone who called in. I will have another reading show next month, and I will announce that on my page, Twin Flame Radio, and also on my Facebook page, I Am Divine. Also, look forward to seeing any updates on Blog Talk Radio under Twin Flame Radio / The Divine Hour. I want to thank you all again for calling in and allowing me to share my gifts with you and your energy with me. It has been truly a blessing. Peace and love to you all. My name is Divine Queen, and I'm out.